You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
This past Wednesday, police launched a raid against people in Texcoco and San Salvador Atenco, two towns just outside of Mexico City. A teenage boy was killed, and police have detained hundreds of people without charge. Emiliano Velasco has been in contact with Vancouver-based activists who are currently in Atenco. He joins me in the studio to tell us the latest and give some background to the events there. Hello, Emiliano.
Hello, good morning.
Can you explain first what happened this week?
Yeah, we are very concerned here in Vancouver because there has been a police operation, a massive police operation in San Salvador, Atenco, Mexico, and the repression is still continuing. Lots of people have been detained, they have been tortured. Like, we are talking about more than 300 people that have been detained and are arrested. Some of them are disappeared at this point. Lots of human rights violations are going on right now in Mexico. And I will talk more about this, but it is very worrying for us that this is going on right now when the political situation in Mexico is very complicated.
Is there anything in particular that started the events of this week? Any action by the government?
That's right. On May 3rd, people from the community, surrounding community of Atenco and Texcoco, were going to work as usual to sell flowers. They are mainly peasants and agricultural workers, so they were going to the local market to sell their flowers there, and they were evicted by the riot police with excess of violence. And what is behind this operation is that the municipal government in Texcoco wants to give the permission for a Walmart to set up a new mega store in Texcoco. So what they want to do is to clean up the streets and the market from flower vendors and street vendors. So people from the community of Atenco came and stood up in solidarity with these flower vendors, and they were taking prisoners. At that moment, 40 people were taking prisoners on May 3rd, including the leader of the People's Front for the Defense of the Land, based in Atenco, Ignacio del Valle. He is now shown on TV with visible signs of torture, and he is now in the highest security prison in Mexico, which is called La Palma. So starting from this situation, this brutal repression, the people from Atenco clashed with the police. There was, as a result, there was a boy, a 14-year-old boy, that was murdered. He was shot to death by the police in Mexico. So what happened is that also in the clashes, the community of Atenco took some police officers hostages and took them to the community of Atenco, and they were in the process of negotiating the release of these police officers detained and also the release of the people from Atenco who were detained. So but the government didn't want to negotiate. The government wanted really to go ahead and attack the community. So in the morning of May 7th, in the early morning, the Mexican government launched a massive operation. We are talking about more than 3,000 federal, municipal, and state police. We are talking about 6 helicopters. They use excess of violence. They use tear gas. They shot directly at the people. We have a student from the National University who is now in the state of a coma because a can of tear gas exploded near his head. So he has lots of fractures in his head. And we are very concerned. I was talking to some activists from the local community here in Vancouver who were there at the time. I talked to them in that morning of May 4th, and they said, please be in touch with us because the police is coming in right now, and they are coming in just beating up everybody, taking the people to jail without any detention warrant, just taking everybody to jail. They are searching houses, so please be in contact with us. Then we lost communication with them. A few hours later, we knew that they were safe because they were helped by neighborhoods and people in the surrounding communities. They were helped and they were able to flee the town of Atenco. But many other people, hundreds of people, didn't have that luck. Many of the women who are detained have reported that they were raped by the police. So this is a very serious situation, and it's not something isolated. It's not an isolated fact. It's something that was done on purpose by the government. It's a political move against the social movement. This is an attack on a community that has become an icon in this Mexican struggle nowadays. And this is an attack against the peaceful movement that is going, is getting organized in Mexico within the other campaign. Yes.
And so could you talk about how this may be part, as you said, of a larger act of repression by the police and the government?
Yes. This year in Mexico, it's the year of the elections, the federal elections, so all the candidates are running now, and the media is focusing on, the mass media is focusing on that. But the crisis, the economic, political, and social crisis in Mexico has deepened, and lots of people don't believe that through elections we can achieve a real change in Mexico. We have seen that over 70 years in Mexico we had the same ruling party, and now that there is what it was called the big change with another political party in government, the Fox administration, it has been the same, the continuation of the same policies. So the other campaign, it's an effort by grassroots organizations to come together and create a national program of a struggle against capitalism, but outside the electoral system. It's more like going in consultations with the communities directly and then coming up with a national program of a struggle. Subcomandante Marcos, who is the delegate for this other campaign, says that what the other campaign is about is exactly the opposite than what the candidates are doing. The candidates go to the cities and promise things. They say, we are going to give you more jobs, we are going to improve your wages, we are going to change your situation. But the other campaign is going there to hear what the people have to say, to ask them what their needs are. So in this context of the other campaign going on and gaining strength, the other campaign is a civil and peaceful movement that is gathering lots of communities from... it has just finished the first half of the other campaign, covering all the half-south territory of Mexico, and it was about to start the northern part of the Mexican territory when this attack happened. And the other campaign and Subcomandante Marcos had just been in Atenco recently, and Subcomandante Marcos said to the people of Atenco, we recognize you as our big brothers. You are the ones who teach us that there is a way to fight capitalism, and there is a way to stop the advance of neoliberalism. So we recognize you as some people who show us the way. So just a few days after that, there is this huge repression that the government launched against the town of Atenco. And I just want to say something else, that we have to remember that this is not the first time that the name of Atenco is around. The first time it was in the years 2001-2002, when the community of Atenco was able to stop the construction of an international airport on their lands. The federal government wanted to take the land from them to build the international airport that is part of the free trade area of the Americas. And the people's resistance was able to stop that. So some people are saying that the federal government is actually now taking revenge against the people from Atenco. But this goes farther. Also, on the same day, on May 4th, there was an assassination. The treasurer of a popular autonomous community in Oaxaca, this is a southern state, the community is called San Blas Atempa, and that man was a murderer, cold-blooded murderer at night when he was going to go to a national assembly of indigenous organizations that are signatories to the other campaign. So there are lots of attacks against the proposals of the other campaign, which are peaceful, but at the same time are aimed at the struggle against capitalism.
Just if we go back to what happened 4 years ago, the people who were part of the resistance movement in Atenco are now part of the other campaign coalition. What are the objectives of this larger movement?
Yes, the main goal of the other campaign is to come up with a national program of struggle against capitalism. And so that's why there is this consultation in on a daily basis in different parts of Mexico to come up with this national program of struggle and decide what to do as grassroots movements, as communities. So this is the main goal. And some points have been agreed upon, like one objective, one demand of the other campaign is the release of all the political prisoners in Mexico, who are now more than 500. So we see that the way this operation was launched with so much brutality on the people of Atenco, even using tactics like that can be only called like war tactics. Like we know that people that are involved in repression, like people who were involved in the eviction of the students from the UNAM in 2000 when they were on a strike, are now also taking part in this operation. So this is a sign that the government wants to launch a provocation against the peaceful social movement in order to criminalize. And I want to point out something that it's very important here. The mass media, especially the two main broadcast television companies, are the spearhead of this criminalization campaign against the social movements. They are saying that the people from the Front for the Defense of the Land are a group of subversives, of criminals, that they had the control, that they are only a minority controlling the town and imposing decisions. But this is not. We can see that there is the whole community, and we are talking about women, children, elderly, the youth. Everybody is organized and with decision is resisting the attacks by neoliberalism. So we are very concerned about the human rights. And also Mexico seems to be following this trend in human rights violations that was shown in the media around the world a few months ago when we saw the images from Abu Ghraib in Iraq and all the human rights violations that the United States is committing overseas in Iraq. So now in the media in Mexico they are showing the police torturing the detainees, beating them up, and as I said before, there are many women who have reported that they were raped while in detention. So And the mass media is not saying anything about it.
What can we do here in Canada if we want to support human rights in Mexico?
Yes, what people can do here in Canada, it's very important that we extend the solidarity. There is actually an international call for actions to be taken in different parts of the world to protest this situation. We are calling for a demonstration on Monday, Monday, May 8th, and this is going to be at 11 in the morning. This is going to be outside the Mexican consulate, which is located at 1177 West Hastings, and this is between Thurlow and Butte. That's downtown Vancouver, again at 11 in the morning of Monday, May 8th, and we are going to keep we are going to try to keep the news or this situation in the news, because it is very important. In Mexico, lots of people are taking action. The main entrances to the Mexico City were blocked yesterday. Student campuses shut down. Right now, there is a national assembly in the town of Atenco going on, and they are going to decide on further actions. It is also important to note that all the Zapatista communities in Chiapas are on a red alert. They have shut down their autonomous communities and they are on a red alert. The other campaign got suspended. The agenda is not going on. Subcomandante Marco says that he is going to stay in Mexico City for as long as necessary, and we don't know what's going to continue. Subcomandante Marcos also showed yesterday some bullets that were used by the police to murder and to shoot the people in this operation. So the demand right now is that all the detainees are released, that the disappeared people be presented, to stop the persecution against the people who are part of the People's Front in Defense of the Land. And I also want to note that we work in solidarity with some political prisoners. One of them, a woman, Gloria Arenas, started a hunger strike, went on a hunger strike yesterday, and in solidarity with the situation in Atenco, and she asks for the release of all the detainees. And this strike is likely to be expanded, so other political prisoners are going to take on.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Thank you to Red Eye.
I've been speaking with Emiliano Velasco. He has been in contact with Vancouver-based activists who witnessed the recent events in Atenco.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.